Welcome back. That was Bobby Womack. This is Mark Steiner. And in the house is Leah Gilmore.
Hey there, sweetheart.
How are you?
It's been a long time, hasn't it? Yeah.
I know. I thought you just left me forever.
How could I do that? How could I do that?
Good to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
And folks,
good to be seen.
As we say.
Okay.
It is good to be seen. It is good to be seen. So Leah Gilmore, of course, has been a guest on the show many times and been a co-host in this show many times. And she's still the Center for Emerging Media's cultural editor and community activist, blues gospel singer from around the globe and more. And has been so busy with her tours and all the work she's doing here in the community.
Yeah.
But we came up with an idea.
Yes, we're excited about it.
And folks, I really want you to join us here at 410-319-8888. First, tell us what you have been reading in this context.
Mm-hmm.
Context is we are contemplating
creating
a book club on the air. A book club on the air.
Yes, we are. Just like the BBC has done so well and other stations around the country.
And we'd like to do that here with you and maybe have a book a month.
A book a month.
Right? A book a month.
That's right. We're even thinking about the first book.
We are thinking about the first book.
That's right. We're excited about it. And we'd love to hear from the listeners if they're excited about it, too.
Yeah, and get on our Facebook pages and let me know what you think. And if you would join that club, and we're going to pick a bookstore for that could – we've had one bookstore has offered to be part of it.
Right.
We have to talk to them, and another bookstore we've also contacted. And we really want to – we haven't settled that yet, but we will. But we really want to get this book club started. We thought it would be a lot of fun to kind of wrestle with some really interesting, fun texts to read.
That's right.
Not we're talking about not boring academic long texts.
No. We're talking about not the textbook club.
No,
okay,
no.
I've done that.
We're not doing that.
No, but we're talking about books that are really good reads, quick reads, but poignant reads. You know, and reads that impact our community as a whole, and also introduces us to new authors, different authors. Authors who have passed, authors who are contemporary, you know, just really giving us a chance to just talk about it. How often have you read a book and it was so good, you just felt like,
right,
I have to talk about this with someone?
Right.
I mean, books can be life-changing. I know when I was 18 and married and pregnant, and I read, that's all of that. Wrap your head around that one. And still to the same man, okay? Still married to the same man.
Two grown young men.
Yes, I know. I know. They're still my babies, and they still act like it. But but I read Maya Angelou's Luz, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings.
Uh-huh.
And that book changed my life literally because I knew that I could be what I wanted to be, because if she could have done it in those horrific circumstances she was in, then why can't I do this? Why can't I keep going, you know? And I was luckily brought up by a lot of great, strong, academically focused women, but reading her book was life-changing. And the book that we're thinking about was another life-changing book. So I know many people have had that experience and have been dying to talk about it.
And there's so many books out there we could consider doing together.
Oh, yeah.
And we want to try to set up an email and a page which will be announcing that people can give their ideas and say, yes, they're interested. And then we're going to find a book. We have not done it yet. We're going to find a bookstore. There's, as I said, one is wrote us today, said they really would like to be part of this.
Right.
And we have to figure out whether or not we'll work with them or who, but we really want to do this. And we know what you're thinking. One of the books we were thinking about starting with was one of my favorite books of all time.
This is my favorite book of all time.
It's on my top 10 list. If I have to be stuck with 10 books, this would be one of those 10 books.
Oh, yeah. This is my top one.
Number one?
This is my, after I Know, but maybe it's my top two, okay? But it's a book where you talked about the author last week about her passing, you know, her unexpected passing, Octavia Butler's book.
My.
You know,
she
was amazing. And this book is Kindred. And Kindred, I know so many people out there in the audience who are already probably familiar with it. And those who aren't familiar with it should be. It's Octavia Butler was an anomaly because she's usually recognized as a science fiction novelist.
Right.
But Kindred is part science fiction slave narrative. I mean, it is brilliant and it's not boring.
No, my God, no.
You know, it is not boring, and it gives us a look into what it's like to be a contemporary African-American woman who gets sent back by time travel. And it's very poignant because she gets sent back to a plantation on the Eastern Shore in Maryland.
Right.
You know, where slavery was quite powerful.
It's an amazing love story.
It's an amazing love story.
It rolls around gender, race, slavery, the African people, about the future and who we could be. There's so much in this book.
Right.
What are your thoughts? We really want to think what you think about books. What are you reading? You like this idea? We really want you to join us at 410-319-8888. Write to us here at talk@steinershow.org. And we can begin this club sometime in the next month together.
Right, right.
Leah's got to go off on a tour to Scotland.
To Scotland.
Don't you?
I'm going to come back before I go to Scotland. So we're going to try to start this beginning of April.
Right. Well, we can. Right. Somewhere
close. I am going to Scotland.
Yes, you are going to Scotland. And we're going to Cuba.
And you're going to Cuba.
So 410-319.
Total opposites. Why can't you take me to Cuba?
Why can't you take me to Scotland?
Hey, maybe we'll work it out, baby. Maybe we'll work it out.
410-319-8888. What are you thinking? And let's go to, Jalila? Jalila in Baltimore. You're on the air.
Hi, it's Jalila. I don't need to be on air. I just wanted to ask a question.
Sure.
Hi.
Okay. Hello.
Go ahead.
Hi.
Yes.
So I'm inquiring about the symposium Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Is it at the Messy Auditorium?
No, it's at the Student Center.
Oh, Student Center. It's a different place. Okay. And will there be an admission cost?
I do not know, but I do not think so. We are going to follow this. We'll see what we can do. We'll see what we can do to get you that information. But I don't think it is. But you can go to steinershow.org and find out the information,
right, exactly.
How to connect to them. It'll be on our website this afternoon.
It's going to be an amazing.
Yeah, you should go to that symposium. Just as Student Center, I'm sure doesn't cost. And just walk in, and it's going to be an amazing conversation. So thanks for joining us. It will be an amazing conversation.
Right. I'm looking forward to trying to get there. No snow, please.
No, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tonight.
Okay, what is up? It's time. That's why we should read books. You know, this is a book reading
time. So we have a book club member here, 410-319-8888, the first member. And we're going to talk to him right now. You ready for our first member?
I'm ready for our first member.
And his name is Andre.
Hi, Andre.
Andre. Is your mic open?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, that's right. Andre knows about it. That's right.
You can join the book club, Andre?
Yes, sir.
All right.
All right, Andre.
Didn't you give him a copy of
Kendrick? I did.
Have you read it yet?
Next month.
That's right. Okay, now you have to. You already got it.
That's good. So, Andre, young man, you should all join us. This could be a lot of fun. People
really
have book clubs together all the time.
Exactly.
And this way, you know what you could do? You could have this WEAA Leah Mark book club. You could gather in your own homes.
Right.
Read the books with your friends. And then come back on the air and we have a conversation talking about
right.
the book.
And maybe we can even have a couple guests join us. You know, readers join us.
Right.
You know,
to join us on the air.
Right, exactly.
And see what your thoughts are. So what do you think about a book club on the air? 410-319-8888. Write to us here, talk@steinershow.org. You can log on to my Facebook page, either my show page or Mark Steiner, or log on to Leah's page, Leah Gilmore, and write and say what you'd like to do and like to join us. We really would love to have you be part of this. 410-319-8888. And Jalala, who's just joined us, also would like to join the book club called us just a moment ago.
Wonderful.
About the symposium. So, and while you're calling, there's people, these calls coming in, we'll like to hear what you are also reading and what what you'd be interested in.
Exactly. And because we will be informed by what listeners are reading and want to read and want to share with other listeners as well. You know, we're picking the first one. But from then on, we definitely would like to be informed by, you know, what you're doing.
Exactly, exactly. You know, we have...
This is your book club.
Exactly. 410-319-8888 is the number to call. We really want to get you to join us here with this idea. There's another book that we talked about, and one that was just a BET miniseries.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
The Book of Negroes.
It was phenomenal.
You saw
the miniseries
Did you watch it?
Yes, I did. I watched it later. So I saw it by myself And I was just so mesmerized by it. And I have not read the book yet, so I'm looking forward to it.
I am too. And I'm reading the book now. I'm in the middle of the book because I'm interviewing Lawrence Hill coming up in the next few weeks.
Wow.
He's going to be coming on the program.
That's fantastic.
We've been in touch. Lawrence Hill is an Afro-Canadian writer, descended from, in part, the people who left enslavement in the United States and made their way to Canada. And his book is about... we have to take a quick break? Oh, I didn't realize we were going to break. I'm talking to you about this clock today. I don't even know what year it is. You know what year this is?
Not sure, baby.
All right, we're taking a quick break. Join us here, 410-319-8888. Let me see what my notes are telling me, that we'll be right back.
Okay.
That is Ode to My Family by the Cranberries. Fergal Lawler of the Cranberries, born on this day in 1971. I'm here with Leah Gilmore.
Hey, Mark Steiner, and the world.
And the world.
Hello. I'm thrilled to be here.
It's good to have you here, as always. And folks, we want to hear what you're reading out there. What books are really grabbing you? What would you want to share with your kind of best friends about books that you love to read? And what do you read? I know you do.
Of course you do.
You got to do more than text, right? What are you reading? 410-319-8888.
They're reading the text.
Oh, my. I think texting does it to us. 410-319-8888 is the number to call and join us here with what you've been reading, what you're thinking about. We really want to hear about that. And there's so much out there right now. We're talking about The Book of Negroes by Lawrence Hill, which is a really good read. I mean, I'm beginning in the
it
middle
really
of that
is.
Now. There's so many of the books out there that are kind of unknown. It would be great to share with people.
That's what I think this is really going to be a coup for. You know, introducing people to new authors and new books and new thought processes and new ways of thinking about our world today. You know, and concentrating on authors of color. You know, we really want to do that as well. And also, you know, gender variances.
And I think we had a guest on the show when we did the Octavia Butler show. One of them has challenged people to spend the year reading books by people of color who are authors, just to kind of open a new perspective to the world.
That's right.
And I think
that's an interesting point. We're perfect. That's what we're doing.
So let's see what folks are thinking at 410-319-8888. See what
their
books are.
Let's talk to them.
Ed, you're on the air. What book are you reading?
Hi, Ed.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Ed.
Nice to talk to you.
Thank you. I'm reading a very fascinating, enlightening book called The Color of Man.
Wow.
By Robert Cohen. And it is just unbelievably enlightening.
So tell us about it.
Tell you about it?
Yeah.
Give us a little short twist on it. What is it?
What makes it enlightening?
Okay. The book is only seven chapters. Chapter one talks about what is color, and chapter two goes where does color come from, and chapter three is all men are brothers, and chapter four is millions of dark skins, and chapter five is millions of light skins in the world of color, the idea of color, and this book is extremely fascinating.
That does sound fascinating.
It's eye-opening. I mean, the
we talk about that without really going into depth about it, so I know it must be fascinating.
You know, near the end, he goes from where color comes from, and everybody knows the most people. Oh, I thought I did anyway. Melanin. Right.
Right.
Melanin is a pigment in the skin.
That's right.
Right.
Guess what color it is?
You tell us.
Black.
Oh, yeah, we know.
All people have melanin. Mm-hmm. And if you have very little, that's how you get the light skin.
Right.
People.
Right.
This book is fascinating.
And how geography is really plays a lot into the amount of melanin that you may have.
And it's also interesting in all this. I mean, that I do not know this book, but I'm going to check this book out.
Me too.
I already looked it up as you called to see what it's about. And see, I'm going to order it and take a look at it myself. I mean, because race is not real. Racism might be real, but race is not real.
Race is an adaptation. It's an adaptation to your surroundings. You know, culture is real. The culture that happens around race. But if you live in a place that's hotter, you're going to be a darker person.
That may be true. And there's some argument about that, too. But anyway, but yes.
Well, we can argue about that because, we like that. You know?
I mean, because the people are just the whole notion of where
we're talking about statistical, about DNA and what the racial differences, what the differences are between races. I mean, it's so minute.
It's like less than 0.1%.
But culture informs it, and racism informs it, and European hegemony informs it.
Right, and racism was the term black in terms of black and white, the term white in terms of white and black was not used to 1636.
Right,
never existed before the 1600s. It wasn't.
But
even
we know
there.
Those other words did, yes.
Not about race.
Oh, during the whole transference of when they met people of color, they already started to come up with names for them.
I'm saying that's where it began in the 1600s.
Exactly.
It began with this that's where those words even came from. We had no concept of that in the world before that.
Because we didn't see anybody else in the world.
Well, we'll come into this another day.
Okay, yes. We'll talk about that. That's right.
But
we still love the book club, and thank
what
you
are
you so
reading?
Much for talking about it.
410-319-8888. Thank you, Ed. 410-319-8888. What are you reading? Stacy in Baltimore. Welcome.
Hi, Stacy.
How are you guys doing?
Very well.
You're doing great, Stacy. Nice to have you on.
Oh, thanks for having me. Yes, I was just calling because it's ironic you guys are speaking on the subject today. Although I hate to admit it, I've never read an entire book from cover to cover.
You're not alone. But
lately,
now you can.
I've been thinking that I want to read a book from cover to cover and just sort of confirmation that I need to do it. But my thing is, I was wondering what would be a great first book for me to read to have an impact on my life to the point where I never forget it. Because as they say, you never forget your first.
Yeah, so. Well, there you go. In a lot of ways, right?
Right, exactly.
So. But no, Leah didn't go there, did she?
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
I'm not using it as a segue or anything, but
But that's very true. That's very true. I actually was the same way when I was a teenager. I loved to read, but when I read my first complete book, I was so excited about it. So you're at a very exciting place, and the book that we've chosen and the books that will be chosen will be so exciting for you that you will not want to stop reading.
Right. You can't stop reading, which
you
is
can't
amazingly
stop
written. Amazingly
Once,
written.
That's right. Once you start, I promise you, you won't stop.
It's called Kindred.
Kindred. That's right.
By
Kindred.
Octavia Butler.
Written, okay. Published in 1979, but it's still so amazingly important. You will love it.
And I'm driving now. I'm actually a truck driver, so I can't even write it down. So hopefully I'll remember it.
Well, you can go on the website.
I tell you what, if you hold on and do not and don't hang up, the producers can pick up. Give them your email address.
Oh, perfect.
Or we will text or That's email perfect. You back with the name of the book and where to get it, okay?
Stacy. Oh, that'd be great.
So,
thank
so,
you
guys
so
somebody's going to pick up.
I enjoy your program.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Back to the phones?
Yeah, back to the phones.
410-319-8888. Anthony, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hi, Anthony.
Good morning. I'm pushing the day along.
It's good morning.
Go ahead,
good morning.
Anthony.
what a great, great topic on the show today. I'm reading
thank
the book
you,
by
Anthony.
Steve Harvey, Act Like a Success. Think Like a Success.
Oh, how do you like that book?
I love this book. I actually got the Audible version. I bought it when it first came out. I finished that book, and like the caller said before me, I've never really read a book from cover to cover.
Oh, you should be so proud of yourself.
Book. I bought it at like 7 o'clock in the morning, finished it before like 12 o'clock that night. It was so intense and so good for me.
That's when it's good.
Right.
So I just wanted to say, great topic. Book clubs are awesome. I'm looking
so you're joining our book club.
Absolutely, I will.
All right.
You guys have a great day, and thanks for the show.
Thank you,
you
so much. That's
Thank
great.
Thank you. Thank you.
410-319-8888. Warren, welcome to the program here with Leah Gilmore and me. We're here together.
Hi, Warren.
Yes, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Warren.
Great topic this morning.
Thank you.
I am like one of your previous callers. I've been trying to read a book from cover to cover. And I haven't been reading books lately, unless it was a farm book.
Oh, you know, I went through that stat.
I'm going to introduce my wife to this program because she is an avid book reader.
Wonderful, yes, wonderful. Yes. So you and she can read this book together.
Yes.
That would be one perfect. It's perfect.
That's why I think this is a great idea, you know, and I mean, I'm listening to this show every day, you know. I mean, I wake up before it come on to make sure I listen to it.
Oh, yeah. You know, can you miss Mark?
Well, yeah, you can't.
No, I agree.
Well, shout out to the both of y'all, and I think this is a well-thought-out idea.
Thank you so much. Thank you. We're excited about it.
We are. 410-319-8888 is the number to call. And let's get a couple of callers in here excited about this.
Please,
and then we'll tell you all how to get on to steinershow.org later and give us your thoughts and say you want to join
this
book club. And we're going to get this thing rolling.
Here we go.
410-319-8888. Anthony, another Anthony's on the air. Line
Hi,
four.
Anthony.
How you doing today?
Good
Hi,
morning, Anthony.
Anthony, good morning.
I just wanted to recommend Black and White, the Richard Williams story. Venus,
oh, okay.
Serena's father.
I've heard about that, I haven't read it. So you recommend it?
Oh, man, yes. And if that stuff is true, he's a Superman.
Yeah. I've heard a lot about him, yeah.
I mean, the stuff he went through in the South is just unbelievable.
Right.
And for him to come up with a 78-page plan before his children were even born.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm. He decided that he was going to create two champion tennis players.
I saw him interviewed. I'll check that out.
I'm definitely going to check that out. I love all these ideas.
I do, too.
Oh, my God.
And
it's
we got
so
more
exciting.
Coming in.
Yeah,
you ready?
Isn't this great? Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Anthony, for that.
Yeah.
410-319-8888. David, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning, David.
Good morning to you. I would like to ask you, does this book club strictly for grown-ups, or can young children be involved in this also?
What age?
Yeah.
8, 9.
Well, you know, we haven't really thought about that, you know, but there, it could happen simultaneously. I mean, Maria Broom has a wonderful new children's book out. I mean,
we
you know what, we haven't thought about that. You see how we're hemming and hawing?
That's an interesting
a very interesting question, and it's a very poignant and good one.
You know, there was a book club like that. I remember when I used to drive with my youngest daughter, Maisie, and there was a children's channel on Sirius Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And that was something they had that, and they talked about books. You know, that would be something you'd have to do, I think, almost on a Saturday morning with young kids on the radio.
Yeah, because
something
when
very
do they
special.
Have time to learn.
Because it couldn't be here at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
But it might be.
Or a podcast.
Right.
Or it's a podcast.
But if there was a live show on a Saturday morning where it was for children's mm-hmm. books and children's book hour with kids and on the air and somebody like Maria, I could see something like that really working for young people.
Well, WEAA could always hire me to do the children's book club.
You could do that? So that's interesting.
Thank you. That's a wonderful idea.
I like the idea of a children's book
club. I do, too.
I don't know. This may not be the place, this particular club on the air.
Right.
Because Kindred's a little bit beyond, some of these books a little bit beyond where young people
and
are.
And we're focusing more on adults and, you know, as defined typically. But I think to encourage children reading is more than laudable.
Oh, it's important.
It's crucial.
I mean, that's the only.
And then my kids were members of book clubs, and it's so interesting. My kids are big guys. You know them now.
They are
you
big
know?
Men. Yes, they are.
And my oldest, Jonathan, said to me, he said, "You know, I walk on campus. They always ask me, 'Do you play football, young man? Do you play football?' But they never ask me, 'Mom, do I read a book? Do you read a book?' And that always strikes me, you know, because he does read all the time. And I'm just very proud of it. He reads books.
Yeah, you know.
Sports are very important. They are very important to all of our worlds. But so is making our brain cells and our synapses fire. And, you know, educating ourselves.
And books do that trick.
And books, I never forget, a homeless man told me he takes vacations all the time. And I said, how? He says, I read a book and I go on vacation.
Well, you know, you do. I mean, if you really get into a book, it takes you off.
It takes you off.
You read Kindred and it takes you back and forth in time.
Oh, my God. That's what's so brilliant about this book. I am so excited for the callers to read this book.
Kindred is an amazing book. So Shira called in and she hung up. But Shira said, left a message. She didn't want to comment, pardon me, on air, but said she's going to buy or loan the book from the library.
Good. That's a very good way to do it.
So Octavia Butler's Kindred, K-I-N-D-R-E-D.
Octavia, O-C-T-A-V-I-A, E. Butler, Kindred. It was published in 1979, but it's very poignant for today. And also, if you go on Amazon, I don't like to always encourage Amazon, but they do have used copies, you know, as well,
right.
You know, where you can get them for a very low price.
But what we're going to try to do within the next week is
we're going to hook up with the African-American bookstore here in Baltimore.
Or a bookstore in Baltimore. It depends on who can really do the job because it's so limited. I wish we had more African-American-owned bookstores in Baltimore.
Yeah, we do. Everyone's Place.
Everyone's Place.
That's right. There's quite a few of them, you know.
There's more than Every Man's Place?
Yeah, there's more than that. I mean, I just took a list of it off. This is natural. This is great because I can't get a signal on my phone to list it. But look up African-American bookstores in Baltimore, and there's more than Everyone's Place. There's a place within Mondawmin Mall.
Oh, yes, there is a bookstore in Mondawmin Mall.
Okay.
Right. There is.
There's a place that's under on Liberty Road, which you have to walk down the steps and go under. And I can't think of the name of it, but it has an incredible assortment of books. If anyone can think of the name of that bookstore, please tell me. Tell us the bookstores you know of, too, around the African-American-owned bookstores here.
So, and we were also going to remind you, and James called in and said he was going to read the book. Again, it's Octavia Butler, Kindred.
Kindred. Just K-I-N-D-R-E-D.
Is the book. And
right.
And Leah and I are going to get back on an email blast with you all and come back within the next month and get this thing rolling together on the air.
Yes, we are.
And we're looking forward to having this book club on the air with you.
With you. That's right. With you. We're all in our living room, okay?
We are.
That's right.
And then we have to take a very brief break. Leah, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
For coming by and doing this once more. It was really nice to see you on the air again.
It's great to be on the air again.
It's been too long.
It has been.
Well, here we go. Book club time.
Book club.
We have to take a very, 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 very brief break. And when we come back, we are going to be talking to Baynard Woods about what's in this week's City Paper. Do not go away.
All right. Mrs. Robinson, Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you.